Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. This is Sharan Puvanna, the Associate Editor of the Print. And today I discuss the new free electricity scheme of the Congress government in Karnataka and its impact on the state's economy. The Congress party promised to give 200 units of free electricity under its Griha Jyoti scheme when it forms the government in Karnataka, but it's yet to implement the same. According to Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, the scheme is likely to cost the state 12,000 crores annually. But officials and experts say that this is a very conservative figure and the actual cost would be significantly higher since there are no specifications yet on eligibility. Karnataka has 2.1 crore domestic households with metered connections, out of which 1.26 crores are those below poverty line. The average domestic consumption in Karnataka is around 68 units and the new scheme is likely to lead to an increase in power consumption and higher tariffs, officials say. There is also the fear that the scheme would discourage investments in the sector. A senior official from the government said that the 12,000 crore figure has been calculated at current consumption rates and not on increased consumption. If the scheme kicks in, 85% of consumers won't pay anything, the official told the Print. Hours after he was sworn in on 20th May, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah approved the five government schemes, including Griha Jyoti, that his party had promised before the elections. The schemes put together are estimated to cost the state exchequer 50,000 crores annually. Siddaramaiah has said that he will fund the schemes without bankrupting the state. But the options are limited since Karnataka's share in central taxes have come down and debts have gone up. When we are paying 56,000 crores annually as interest on our loan, can't we spend 50,000 crore for our people? Siddaramaiah had said. But according to experts, even if only half of the state's total consumers are considered eligible for the free power scheme, the financial burden on the state's power sector would still be significant. The Karnataka government already gives power subsidies of over 14,000 crores to the agricultural sector. Experts say that the additional 12,000 crore will take the state's power commitment to over 28,000 crores per year. Experts called the scheme ill-informed and said that it will further erode the number of paying customers in the state. Although an official order on the implementation of the scheme is awaited, both the electorate and opposition parties such as the Bharatiya Janata Party are now hoping to hold the Congress to its promise. There have been at least three instances where villagers have refused to pay electricity bills, citing the Congress party's bold promise. An electricity-starved state, Karnataka, only 7 years ago became surplus in its power generation. But much of this comes from renewable energy. The power sector contributes nearly 9% of Karnataka's gross domestic product, but the new policy threatens to reverse the gains of the last few years. This is because of the limitations of renewable energy, given that it's subject to vagaries of the climate and poor power storages. The actual generation of renewable power is significantly lesser than the 30,000 megawatts of installed capacity, officials told the Print. Government officials fear that the Griha Jyoti scheme could undo the advantage the state has in the power sector and discourage investments in the future. In addition, with the cost of liquefied petroleum gas rising, officials and experts also believe that there could be an increase in the use of electrical equipment such as induction cookers to offset the rising price of LPG cylinders. Already, power tariffs in the states are rising after repeated demands by electricity companies who are facing losses and are owed thousands of crores from the government. A senior official from the Energy Department said that the modalities of the scheme are still being worked out. Sunil Kumar, the former energy minister and BJP legislator, said that giving 200 units of power to everyone will further destabilize the electricity supply companies or ESCOMs. The Congress government says that it will charge the full tariff for all those consuming above 200 units. But even when it was just 40 units, people refused to pay, and this led to an accumulation of 1,000 to 1,500 crores per year, Kumar had told the Print. In February, Kumar's ministry entered into an agreement with Uttar Pradesh to borrow up to 400 megawatts of power whenever Karnataka faced a shortage. This now has to be returned. And the government also has to find new ways to generate revenue to fund its promises apart from other budgetary allocations. It remains to be seen how the Siddaramaiah-led government manages the entire financial burden. That is all I have for today. Thank you for listening.